Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is TJ Bow, producer Hope. Hope, you're a little sweaty over there. I can see you getting nervous. The big meeting that sometimes has to just happen. Your boyfriend of 2 months, G-Man, is finally meeting your parents tonight. You think it's going to be okay? Because I notice you're a little off today. You're thinking about it a lot. You're asking us for advice.
I hope it's going to be okay. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling a little uneasy, but I've been talking about G-Man for 2 months. Like, after our first date, I was telling my parents about him. And they're like, okay, how about after 2 weeks you can talk about him? Like, it's a little bit early. You've had one date. And I've gone full relationships and not told my parents about the person I was seeing. So G-Man's special in a lot of ways that I was wanting to talk about him so early on.
And what I thought was funny is TJ and I met him before your parents have. And well, I thought he was a great guy. I talked to him and I didn't see any red flags, but now it's the parents. So was that the warm up to see if he got past us before your mom and dad tonight?
Yeah, he's met a couple of my friends. He's met you guys. So, you know, moving his way through, you know, the circles, the layers of people up to my parents. So,
and is it a handshake going in, a hug? Like
did it would you need to be a hug. I think at this point,
a hug.
Well, okay.
I don't know. I don't like hugging people. Oh. So, like, the thought of hugging, I don't know. Like, I don't know that I would hug his parents if they went in for a hug, but I wouldn't be the one to go in for the hug.
I guess I'm just trying to put myself in the parent role of this scenario, because when I first met him, he was scared of me right off.
Your boyfriend to Morgan.
Yeah. My oldest met a boy while she is in the Air Force, but this was 3 years ago. And I was like, what do you mean you met somebody? And she was like, and I love him. And I was like, whoa, 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 slow down, slow down. So when he came here to meet me for the first time, I went in for the hug.
There you go. Bring
just
it
to
in.
Break the ice right away and make him feel more comfortable.
Ah.
Because there was fear in that boy's eyes. There was fear, and I recognized that, and I put it there myself, I'm pretty sure. But it's that, and the one thing I remember him doing where I was like, okay, he went behind my back, went over, found the waitress, and said, please, I would like to pay the bill. So you need to tell G-Man to do that. Because I was very impressed. I was upset a little bit. I was like, hey, come on now.
But that's a nice touch.
But it's a very nice touch.
Yes.
And I was like, this boy's been raised right for him to be able to go do that without anybody telling him.
G-Man has no money. Remember when, like, I have to pay for everything now?
That's a huge red flag.
He's He's in med school.
Right.
No, my mom last night, she was like, you know that your father and I are planning on paying for dinner, right? He shouldn't stress out. I hope that you know that we would be paying, but we're planning on paying for dinner for all four of us.
And honestly, that is a stressful situation you're the person that doesn't have the money. Dang, they invited me out. Does that mean they're paying? Because I'm between checks right now. Oh, it's happened to me a number of times.
Oh, man, that's rough.
You know, and you pull out the debit card or credit card, and you know there's nothing there. And you're like, please, someone else go for it.
No, I insist. Okay, then.
Yeah.
Next time.
Yeah. Because it's life. You know what I mean? You're between paychecks.
Yeah.
And it's so hard. And you almost want to say it. Hey, do you mind next Friday? I could pay. You know, can you just help me tonight? It's nerve-wracking. It's stressful.
It is.
I know I'm not the only one on this.
So that was one thing. Yeah. And another thing is that parents are watching the way he talks to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was doing. Yeah. So he could say anything he wanted to me. There was nothing he could say, you know, but it's the way you two interact that your parents are going to be watching.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. How about you? The first time, you know, you introduced your loved one to the parents. Awkward, went smooth. Any suggestions for hope? Let us know. 585-252-WBEE. You know, our number, 252-9233. I remember Celeste when our oldest, Amia. He's the one. Really? And Celeste, so, you know, irons are on sale at Walmart. And I said, and I stuck up for the guy because I go, just buy wrinkle-free. It works for me. To Hope, it's a B-Morning Coffee Club, and Hope's boyfriend of 2 months finally going to meet her parents. It's funny that you put him through the filter of meeting TJ and me first. We were looking for red flags. We didn't see it. I thought he was a nice guy, but now the true test is coming up. Hey, you know, that's something interesting. Do you think your friend's opinion about dating someone is stronger than your parents or your parents?
Yeah.
Because you had an issue with a guy that everybody was telling you was a problem. You still did it.
An ex. Oh, yeah. Nobody liked him. And I was like, I don't understand why. I just think he's great. Mm. Well, of course, that didn't work out. Like everyone said it wouldn't. But I was like, you guys don't know what you're talking about. You don't really know him. I was young and dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Blinded by love.
That's blinded by something.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, if your friends are also a red flag, like if they are telling you things like, I don't care for him because of this or that, usually that's pretty good.
So he passed. G-Man, your boyfriend of 2 months. Have your friends met him yet?
A couple of my friends have.
And?
And so far, nobody said anything bad. I'd like for him to spend a little bit more time with them. But
okay.
So far, all pleasantries.
All right. Well,
see, I think it'll be fine.
Mom and dad tonight. Coming up next, what kind of subjects are you going to avoid in the conversation? It's coming up on the B. Is there going to be any confessing going on in this meeting of your boyfriend of 2 months, G-Man, and your parents? Do you think anything? I mean, because subjects at the table could push people's buttons.
She was smart in choosing a place to eat that doesn't serve cocktails. Because sometimes that can loosen everybody up a little bit and their guard is down.
Aha!
So that's pretty smart thinking.
Yeah. Like subjects for, you know, first time meeting the parents, maybe stay away from politics.
For sure.
That's probably a good one. Keep that off the table.
Religion.
Yeah. How about like entertainment, just fun stuff, maybe favorite movies or music or something like that?
Well, G-Man and my dad both have similar movie tastes. They both love musicals. So
really?
Huh.
I wouldn't
what
see
are the
that
chances?
Coming. Like I was thinking of changing oil, talk, you know, motor engines or sports, but no, musicals?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Hairspray, the musical. G-Man and I, our second date was to see Mean Girls, the musical, the movie.
Interesting.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
Interesting.
So, like, you're kind of dating your dad, somebody who has a lot of the same qualities.
They're both eccentric.
That's interesting.
So
now we're getting somewhere.
So, like, dad, if dad doesn't care for him, that'll be weird.
Yeah.
It's like, dad, he's just like you.
So, Susan from Greece is on line 9 here. She's saying, okay, the boys might get along, the boyfriend and the husband, but what about the mom? What was your experiences, Susan?
I'm just saying, my mother had this, I don't know how she did it. She had radar of some sort. She was an extraterrestrial. I don't know. But she was right about every single guy I ever brought home. she would be like, she'd meet him. She goes, nope, he's going to use you for your job, because I had a really good job when I was young. He's going to use you for your money because he knows you got a good job. Sure enough, you know, right. I'm just saying, if you really, really like this guy, whatever, and your mother doesn't say much, you need to ask her, you know, how do you really feel about this guy? Because I really like this guy, and I really need to hear your input. Because mm-hmm. you know what, your family is a big part of how you, you know, go on with your life. You know, if you end up get married and they don't tell you and they don't really like this person, that is very awkward coming down the road, because believe me, I've been there. And let me say this, my mother was always right.
And you know what? I think what you're getting to is you're not just marrying the person, you're marrying the family.
Yeah.
Don't ever forget
you
that.
You pretty much are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You are. You can think, oh, no, it doesn't matter. You know what? That I love you and they don't. It's wrong, because they do. And it can cause a lot of chaos.
Yeah.
Okay. I love you guys. You guys are great.
And let's just hope it's not like Meet the Falkers tonight. You know what I mean?
Oh, yes.
But you know what? I think that's the way it should be. You should be able to communicate, have a blast. You know, the guy's taking a dump. He's showering. I don't know if it should go that far, but you know what? It's comfortable. It should be comfortable and fun.
I definitely played the part of the CIA agent when I met my daughter's boyfriend. Yeah. I was like, so where are you from? Really? Originally? Do you have papers proving that?
I love the volleyball scene in the pool. Come on, pick it up. Get in the game. Yeah. Whack. Breaks the other girl's nose. What are you doing? You overdid. I laugh at that every time. Susan, have a great day.
You too, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.